fascinating subject. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us on the TechNet tonight, and we should be back next Sunday at the same time. If you have any questions you'd like answered or posted, I will post them if you email them to julietbaker5@aol.com, and we'll get them on. Thanks again, and everybody have fun. Enjoy the hobby. Very important. Back to you, Dick. KC2WGB and 7-3 to Paul.
Hey, quick question, John. Is your mail room email address, is that also located on your QRZ.com website, so to speak? Over to you, John.
Yes, it is, Dick. If you go to my QRZ, there's a location there right in the beginning where you just click on it, email comes right up. Yes, it's always been there.
Well done. That way, people always have a place to go to it. Okay. Lots of good stuff on space tonight, Paul. WS2N, tie the ribbons on it. K2RW, you got it, Paul.
Okay, very good. Yeah, Grissom's, by the way, Grissom's spacecraft Liberty Bell was built without a window, but if, you know, he did get a window in there, so he might have been the first. But the but Shepard did not have a window. And if you see the original pictures of, with Shepard, that he, you know, he did take some pictures through the periscope, it was black and white, and that's because they forgot to take a filter off before flight, so he couldn't see color. So we'll be back next week, and hopefully so. And John 73, Dick 73, have a good night. Back to you, Dick.
And Light 2H.
Go right ahead, Lou.
Yeah, good evening. I've been monitoring the RF link, and the problem is in Glen Oaks. When Selden is down, the Glen Oaks link transmitter link is also down. So if you talk to Eric, let him know it's on the Glen Oaks side.
I bet you've been up to Glen Oaks a few times. Is that true, Lou?
Negative. I think only once. And by the way, the Airbus took over the assets of Aerospatiale, which was the manufacturer, along with British Air Corporation, for the Concorde.
And my guess is that Concorde had to be subsidized, because I'll bet you the revenue they were collecting was about one-third of the price of a flight. Is that going to be true from what you know, Luga?
I really don't know. But yeah, I don't think it, you know, marketing-wise, was a success. Convenience-wise, I guess if you were the elite, it was probably pretty cool.
And I think a flight from New York to London, or New York to Paris on the Concorde, I think it was a fairly pretty penny. Was it like $2,000 or $3,000 one way, Paul? Lou, go ahead.
Yeah, again, I don't know. Probably, but anyway, that's the scoop here. So, yeah, so it's the RF link in the Glen Oaks side. There you go. So good night, everybody, NY2H.
So we know, Dick. Go ahead, Rich, and give us a little less audio.
Yeah, Dick, I have to change something in the menu. I'm finding out from ICOM. I sent an email to them this evening. Anyway, what I wanted to say, Hal had a terrible experience where he almost got into a serious air collision. He's got a low-wing aircraft. Somebody with a high-wing aircraft didn't see him and almost collided with Hal. Fortunately, believe it or not, Hal had his dog in the plane, Mendel, a miniature collie, and he alerted Hal. He barked, and Hal looked, and he was able to get out of the way and dive when an aircraft was about to hit him. Imagine that.
Yeah, there's a little bit of risk in the private aircraft, and they do have a significantly higher accident ratio than commercial aircraft in the accidents per mile. It's not a fair comparison. I'm going to leave you guys. Bye-bye for now. K2RW clear.
All right. I just think it's very unusual that his dog alerted him. Let me say 7-3, Dick, and 2-E-O. John, what do you have to say about this?
Yeah, Rich, Hal told me that story, and fortunate, but kind of tough to have to depend on a dog.
I wonder if the dog was a descendant of Snoopy.
Well, it wasn't Hal's fault. The other guy didn't see Hal. But anyway, now Hal calls Mendel. His service is aviation service toll. Go ahead, well.
No, it's still working fine.
Okay. Anyway, that's my little story. And how was Don lucky? The guy had an underwing aircraft, I think. How is it overwing? And something happened, the guy didn't see him.
Well, as all pilots know, you got to have your head on a swivel. Absolutely.
Exactly, John. Anyway, I know they have too much audio. There's a high setting and a low setting in the menu. I got to figure out how to get into the menu. I did it once. It's a menu within a menu. And I don't know how to do that anymore. I forgot. So I sent an email to technical support at ICOM.
Well, until you get that accomplished, just speak softly. You're yelling. It sounds like you're screaming into that mic, and it's all distorted. It's really terrible.
John, I backed off. I always talk loud. It's the story of my life.
You could even back off a little further. You're coming through no problem.
I backed off as far as I could. I will get the audio down tomorrow when I'm sure they'll answer me right away. If they don't, I'll send them a second email.
K2YO.
Okay, Rich. Bernie, pick it up, sir. KC2WGB.
John, did you get a chance to watch any of the conventions in the last 2 weeks?
Yes, I watched mostly the Republican one, almost, you know, door-to-door. The Democratic one, I caught all of the important points, more what I thought was important.
Well, this is more a behavioral comment on the subject of Richie's mic volume. Did you notice the different speaking styles that the people that were really professional speakers tended to know the mic, trust the mic, and spoke with a regular voice and allowed the mic to reach the back of the room? And others that didn't speak near as much felt they had to kind of holler, project, etc. And it really kind of changed the two styles. And it was very, that's probably the most prominent place where I've noticed that difference, where, you know, the people that truly understand public speaking and have done it a lot and have worked around PA systems were willing to trust the PA system. And then many of the other people, were used to, I'm going to say the politicians were used to having to, you know, speak in bad environments, screaming over a crowd, you know, in bandstands, the city parks, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I noticed those exact things with many of them that didn't seem to be familiar, and I think your assessment is right.
Repeater, time out. repeater. Time out. Cancel.
Back. We lost all of that.
Yeah, this problem after midnight is horrible, but all right. Yeah, I was saying, you could tell right away, the people who stand up on the microphone and get very close and yell, where the other people know to modulate the distance of the microphone with their vocal, as they start to raise and lower, it's just professionalism.
Well, as a young man, I had wanted to go into sound engineering, and I realized there just wasn't any money in it. Roadies don't get paid anything. And but I have come to appreciate the value of monitors. The speakers that sit on the floor in front of the speakers, meaning acoustic speakers, that sit on the floor in front of the performer, and how important it is to give them to have the speaker's voice come back through the monitors so that the speaker has a sense of that they are being heard. And in a large hall, if you put a performer up to speak and don't give him any monitor feedback, he will actually scream himself to death.
Hey, Bernie, how do they handle feedback? Do they phase the speaker negative or something? Is there some technique they use on those monitors to prevent feedback, or they just keep at a low enough level?
Two things. The microphone typically has a cardioid pattern, and so they try to point the. That's why they have the mic in a speaker stand, or the mic is in a mic stand, so that actually the cord is pointing towards the. Or where the cord would have been is pointing towards the monitors, which puts it in the most negative part of the pattern. And no, they just have to keep it at a level slightly less than feeding back.
Yes, and they use two microphones, if you notice, on a lot of quality audio productions in front of the speaker. That also helps.
Maybe the guitarists or whatever, they seem to have those monitors up front there.
Sorry about that, I was doubling with you. Yeah, I noticed also you'll see two microphones on some lecterns, which helps a lot too. And the person who's bobbing and weaving and things like that, that's where you can tell where the experience is. And a lot of entertainers, not all...
Repeater, time out. Repeater, time out. Cancel.
Go to full drop. Lou, the other thing that you're seeing very commonly these days are the in-ear monitors. And there's a couple of advantages. One, they don't get the feedback that you're mentioning. Number two, they can put in acoustic attenuation. I have a headset that's actually made by a company that makes the headsets that mixers, meaning the guy down on the floor doing the house mix, uses. And they've got about 25 dB of attenuation, and so you can actually be running what you're hearing at a lot lower level, which cuts down on the deafeningness of it.
Hey, can I make a comment? Okay, you know, I've always talked loud. My mother was alive, God rest her soul. She used to say, Richard, you're talking too loud. Modulate your voice. And now I know I have a hearing problem. I must have had it for a lot of years. Thing is, I need two hearing aids, I was told, and they're like $2,000 to $3,000 a piece. Medicare will only pay for one. So I got a problem, but I will go with the audio. I sent an email to ICOM tonight. I'm sure I'll get an answer tomorrow. We'll pick it up, and to we go.
The time is 12:16 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater.
Good night, all. NY2A square.
Net. tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL amateur radio repeater system.
Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto-connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
Net tonight at 8:30. W2VL repeater system. Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL amateur radio repeater system. Good morning. The time is 5 a.m. Net tonight at 8:30. W2VL repeater system.